Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan. And oh, I thought Ron went away. It looks like he's still there from the last hour. So we'll start with that, talking about tomatoes, and then go from there. If you want to call me on the show, it's 866-444-3478. Ron, got these tomatoes growing inside the house, and then we had to break. What's the rest of the story?
Well, I got them on wheeled platforms, so they come in and out as weather permits. They're in the garage, actually.
Cool.
But anyhow, Howard, about a week ago, some of the leaves, not many, but a few of them apparently got nipped, and they're developing a little brown edge around the leaf. And what I'm worried about is most of the leaves are fine. In fact, there's some brand new little leaves coming out that look perfectly healthy. But do I have to worry about those few leaves that got nipped? Would they transmit something bad to the rest of the plant?
No. That's just physical burn from probably getting a little bit too cold. No problem at all. You're going to have the same disease issues the way you're doing it as people have outside. You might even have it more commonly, more regularly, because you're not keeping them in full sun all the time. But there's no problem about it transferring over. Tomatoes are perennial. A lot of people don't realize that, tomatoes and peppers both. So you can keep them going basically indefinitely if they get enough sunlight. So what you're doing, you know, may be able to be continued.
Yeah, what I saw on YouTube one time, I was looking at one of the videos there was a fella who was located, I believe it was South Carolina or somewhere, and he had a tomato plant that was growing up the side of his house. He said it was 4.5 years old.
Interesting. How was he keeping it alive in the winter?
I have no idea. He didn't touch on that, but it was really something. Well, Howard, I'll let you go and get to your other callers. Thanks so much.
All right, Ron, send me some pictures of your wheeled platforms and how you're taking them in and out. I'd like to see how you do that. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay. I was wondering, I sent you some tomato seeds. Did you get them? Do you know offhand?
Oh, I may have quite a while ago, wasn't it?
It was probably going on a month, I guess.
No, I don't remember seeing those. I haven't gotten any from you in that time period. I'll double check my office. I get a lot of stuff that gets piled up sometimes, and I'll double check, make sure I haven't missed it.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks a lot, Howard.
I appreciate it. Okay, and it's open lines for you right now at the third hour here at 866-444-3478. If you have friends in some other part of the country, we're on in a lot of places across the country. You can find out where by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the radio button, and it tells you what stations we're on and how the podcasts work. You can listen to podcasts, you know, at your leisure, at your convenience. You can listen to the live streaming of the show no matter where you are on your computer on dirtdoctor.com. And we do have an app. It's a Dirt Doctor app, and it runs the most recent shows 24/7. So those are all additional ways you can hear the show. The company down south, I want to tell you about one more time because it's such a big deal. relative to one of the main things I talk about, it's a tree care company and a tree selling company. They're a full nursery, but they sell all the organic products that I recommend. So it's one place you can go and not be blindsided by people saying, well, I don't know about that organic stuff. They do it all, and they have the plants, and they're maintaining the plants organically. Who is it? Well, it's a company down in Waxahachie, south of Dallas, called Texas Tree Farms, and they do it all. They can sell you ornamental trees, crepe myrtles and hollies and things like that, or they can sell you big plants, pecans, magnolias, oaks, maples, whatever it is, some unusual kinds of things that you hear me talking about a lot. They can transplant trees from small to very large specimen trees. They sell gift cards down at the farm. If you go down to see the place, I'd recommend that you do. And for every $100 spent, they give $5 to TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center. It's Texas Tree Farms, Waxahachie, Texas. Telephone number, it's off of, it's right on 287 down there. The telephone number is 214-450-5105. And their website address for more information about what they're up to, which is all really cool, is texastreefarms.com. Okay. And the telephone number here is 866-444-3478. You know, we were talking about squash earlier, and I was mentioning the tatumi squash, which is such an easy-to-grow squash. It is one of those plants, like a lot of plants that we recommend, that's in our book, the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book. And it's a bad name. I wanted to mention that. My books that have Texas in the name, some of them are rather regionalized and some of them aren't. The vegetable gardening book really isn't so much. We talk about the timing related to the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the Texas area, but you can adjust to any part of the country by simply working off of the first and last normal freeze dates wherever you are, and we relate everything to that. And it will help you with all the things, including telling you about the tatumi squash that I was mentioning, you know, photographs of it as well as photographs of the seed and how to maintain it, how to plant it and maintain it, and the whole deal. And it covers not only vegetables but also fruit and edible landscaping and other things. So it's not just a vegetable gardening book. Don't ask me why it got named that. That's a long story. But one of the plants that's not in there, I just ordered. I've talked about it on the air the last couple of weeks. But you may want to give it a shot. I'm looking forward to it because several people have told me that they've eaten the mango melon and love it. It's really good to cook, make into pies and various kinds of things. Apparently it has a peach or mango type of a flavor to it when cooked, especially. I guess you can eat it, you know, raw as well. But it's sold as mango melon or peach vine or vine peach. I ordered it from Baker Seed. Very impressed with them. They've never been involved with us in any way other than we know them, and I buy things from them from time to time. But I just ordered one package. It was one $3 package of the seed, and I'm going to plant it and grow it this year and see if it's as good as other people are telling me. So looking forward to it. The Baker Brothers Seed Company, they're, I think, pretty much, I don't know if it's 100%, but I think they're mostly organic, if not all the way, and they try to avoid the GMO products as well. That's one of the companies I'll be talking to about the alfalfa. The question I got about alfalfa, is alfalfa now genetically modified or not? I know they were looking into it and talking about it, but I'm not sure if they've done it yet or not. Well, other books that you may not be familiar with that aren't as confusing because they don't have Texas in the name are some of my more common books. The one called Organic Lawn Care is what the subject suggests. It's about turf grasses, and it covers all the turf grasses that are southern grasses, Bermuda, Zoysia, St. Augustine, and all that, but it also covers the cool season stuff for people, you know, farther north, the bluegrass, fescues, rye grasses, and things like that. And it covers the entire organic program of how you maintain them. The book that does have Texas in the name that probably is the least regionalized of the ones that have Texas stuck on the name is the Bug Book, because maintaining plants and dealing with the insect problems with beneficial insects and dealing with the pests that need to be controlled and everything is pretty much the same coast to coast and border to border. And that's the case really with all my books, even Herbs for Texas and Texas Gardening the Natural Way, you know, in any of the others. If you adjust Texas trees, organic management for the professionals, not regionalized really at all, but any of them can be adjusted if you adjust the timing when you do things and specific plants, which I recommend you look into locally anyway. I'll be back right after this.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Remington Greenhouse Kits are great for all-season gardening, winter protection, storage, growing fresh vegetables, and saving money by starting seedlings. It's a premium USA-manufactured steel tubing product, high-end UV polyethylene greenhouses in two sizes, 10x10 or 10x20, easy installation and financing available. For more information, call 888-978-2578 or mygreenhousekit.com.
Topsoil deficient in minerals cannot produce nutritionally rich foods. That's one reason the world is sick. Immuno 150, a nutritional supplement containing 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients, can help circumvent that problem. To order, visit immuno150.com/topsoil or call 888-497-4535. That is 888-497-4535.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Medina's family of all natural gardening products includes a household must, biological odor control. It removes odors from kitchens, bathrooms, closets, pet areas, trash pails, carpets, sinks, anywhere odors persist. Medina's biological odor control balances microbial activity to stop odors and keep them from returning. No perfumes or masking agents, and it's 100% environmentally safe with no toxic chemicals. Medina's biological odor control is the answer to any smell you might want to remove. So go odor-free with Medina's biological odor control. Available at most garden centers and home improvement stores. Visit MedinaAg.com to learn more about Medina's family of all-natural lawn and garden products and household musts. That's MedinaAg.com. Medina, organic before organic was cool, celebrating 60 years.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we're going to go to Salem, Oregon, and talk to Peggy right now. Hello, Peggy. What's up?
Hi. I have a hard time finding whole ground cornmeal. I haven't looked that much, but I bought some cracked corn. Can I put it in a blender and make cornmeal?
Sure can. That's what whole ground cornmeal is. It's just the ground-up kernel. That's
wonderful. Thanks.
That's a little bit of trouble to do, but yeah, that would work fine.
Good. Thank you so much.
Have you, just a tip for you, have you checked with any of the local feed stores or farm stores?
Well, that's where I found the crack corn.
Okay. And it's a pretty good price.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. If you get a good price and you have a way of grinding it, that'll be a perfectly reasonable way to do the whole ground cornmeal. All it is the whole kernel. You know, the cornmeal in the grocery store has the bran and the germ stripped away. The whole ground cornmeal's got the entire kernel, and that's what cracked corn is.
Oh, good. And so can I use that also in my gardening beds?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah. When it's cracked corn, you'll sometimes get some germination, but when you grind it up finer into a powder, you won't have that problem at all. Plus, it'll be more bioavailable and more useful for helping the soil.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Good
Thank
good
you
idea.
So much.
All right. Let's see what Glenn has on his mind in Dallas. Hey, Glenn.
Lynn.
Lynn,
Howard,
how are you doing?
I do most of my composting at Lake House, but we have a small area at our house in Dallas, and I had a 4-foot cube box with a wood with a lid on it, and I've been using that 15 years, and it's about right away, and I'm trying to find a compost box or some container that I can compost in. And I haven't been able to find one. Do you know, is there somebody that makes containers that are designed for composting?
Well, there's a ton of them on the market. I'm looking up one thing right here that is the best one. Let me see. It's called a Shepherd Composter. It's showing it online. I have been told by people... Yeah, unfortunately, it says on the website that you pull up, currently unavailable. That's too bad. It was the best compost device on the market. If you can look up it and maybe doing some search, find something similar. It's called the Shepherd Composter, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. It's currently listed, at least on this one website I just pulled up, as being unavailable. But it's a steel company that makes it, and it's easy to use, you know, tough as nails, and it's the best one out there. There are a whole bunch of other composting devices on the market, but Lynn, most of them are not large enough to be very useful. So
that's what I found.
Yeah, what's a better thing to do if you can't find the Shepherd one is go to a hardware store or a feed store and get some welded wire or some kind of a steel mesh material that you can wrap into a big circle that's at least 3 or 4 feet across. 4 feet would be better. And then use that rather than using wood or something that's going to rot away.
Okay. All right. Second question, you mentioned earlier the combination of the alfalfa cubes and water to make the quicker compost tea. Uh-huh. What's the mix on that?
Well, I guess the simplest way to say it would be to put a cup or two of the alfalfa pellets or alfalfa meal in a 5-gallon bucket of water. You could do it a lot stronger than that, or you could do it weaker than that, but normally we would make a tea using a cup to 2 cups per 5 gallons of water. For the compost tea situation or to make your own Garrett juice or something, you might use about double that. It wouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you on the air how I create my compost tea, but that would be a shorter and simpler method to do it. So.
Okay. Well, give it a
Thanks
shot. Yeah, let me know how it works for you.
Okay.
All righty. Let's see. Oh, I was going to give you that phone number. Somebody wanted to know the phone number. And that 4535 is what I've got. Yeah, the Immune 150. That it's a multivitamin kind of thing. I'm very impressed with it. It's loaded with a lot of the nutrients, the supplements that I take individually. And I take a bunch of them, but this product called, that you have heard the ads for probably, Immune 150, contains a lot of them, including biotin and all kinds of the letter vitamins and all a whole bunch of other things that I'm very impressed with. It's called Immune 150. The telephone number to buy it is 888-497-4535. 888-497-4535. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. John, you'll be next when I come back. The website is dirtdoctor.com, all spelled out, DirtDoctor. If you're wondering about the details of all this stuff we talk about, that's where you go to find the connection to get the detailed information. I'll be back.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I've done a little bit more research on that Shepherd composter, and I don't know if it's available or not. I'm going to get into it. Got some ideas. A different way to go that we'll talk about it in a minute. But right now, John wants to talk about tomatoes. Hey, John.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
When is a good time to plant tomato seeds and pepper seeds in the greenhouse?
We're pretty much in that window right now, John. Some people will do it a little bit later, but we're, you know, this is a pretty good time to be thinking about it, middle to the end of January, get them going.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, getting those seed going right away would be fine. You know, you're going to have a little greenhouse situation or a propagation set up and have plenty of sunlight, artificial sunlight, if you don't have a greenhouse, so you keep the little seedlings after they germinate from getting too spindly. That's what causes that when you don't have enough light. But just having it warm enough, having some bottom heat, you know, those mats that you can buy from anybody that supplies greenhouse kind of stuff, a lot of the nurseries have them in stock, having warmth underneath the beds, the seed beds or the pots or the flats, where you're germinating the plants makes a big, big difference. And then having as bright a light over the top as you can, get your tomatoes and peppers going from seed. It's time to do it.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll talk about the shepherd thing a little bit more. If anyone wants to call, I've got a couple things to finish up on here today, but we can still get a couple more in if you want to. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. But this composter, this shepherd composter, it's if you look at it when you pull up this website, just do a search for shepherd composter and it'll come up. It's S-H-E-P-E-R-D. And you can see it's a mesh. It's a green, they paint it green, which doesn't matter. But it's a kind of a welded wire sort of a thing. I think the openings are like an inch. You could have it a little bit more than an inch. But this one, the shepherd, is collapsible. The corners are connected with a spiral kind of thing. That's the only problem part that doesn't work perfectly to me because it kind of keeps spiraling out, but that's no big deal. Just put it back in or clip it with hog rings. But if this thing really isn't on the market anymore, it's the Shepherd Steel Company that was doing it. Why they would quit doing it, I have no idea, because it's the best composter there is. I learned about it being used from a commercial standpoint by the people in Colleyville, their community gardens. They used a whole battery of them, and they're 4x4. By 3 feet tall, so they hold a pretty good volume. That's the problem with most compost bins. They don't hold enough volume. But you can set this Shepherd one up side by side and have several going on at several different levels of composting, and it just is very efficient as far as size goes. And what's so cool about it, it's the easiest compost pile, a compost device, in my opinion, to get any volume to turn of any of them, because all you do is you have two people. You can do it with one, but it's easier if two people stand on each side of it, and you just pull up on the mesh and pull it off of the pile, set the composter over to the side, and throw the material into the new location, and that's all of the turning that you need to use. The Shepherd came with a device that fit down in the middle of the compost, too, kind of a little tower that allowed air to go down in the center of the pile. I never used it. I threw that part away. It probably helps, but it was just too much for me to mess with. But we're composting a lot of volume with the two. I've got two Shepherds at the office at the Experimental Gardens. But here's the thing. Anybody that has access to a wire mesh like that could make one of these things. And you could connect it on the edges, set up a square, connect the four edges with hog rings, and it would still be a foldable compost device if you want to. And it's a business opportunity for somebody coming up with these things. If Shepherd's not making them, it's certainly something that I would recommend. So if anybody knows anybody that's already doing it or is interested in doing it, making these steel composters, by all means, let me know. One of the things that I cover in our online course, the big course, 15-chapter course, we do a whole chapter on composting, a whole chapter on mulch, and chapters on everything else. Whole lot on trees and insects and diseases and all kinds of stuff, soil building obviously and all that. But the composting one, I cover some of the composters that are on the market because I've got a bunch of photographs of all these different brands that are out there, and I guess they're okay. There's no nothing wrong with them. They don't do anything wrong, except for the fact that none of them that I know of are big enough to do enough volume. I don't know of any short of this Shepherd that get anywhere near a cubic yard of material. And when you put a cubic yard of raw material into a compost bin, you're only going to get about a third to a half a yard of compost, in the finished form. So They need to be bigger. Maybe if we get somebody making new versions of this thing, it should be even bigger than the Shepherd. I'm pretty sure the Shepherd, let's see, size dimension of the Shepherd is 42 by 42 by 30 inches high. Yeah, I thought it was bigger than that. I think 48 by 48 by 3 feet high would be, if you make one of these yourself, if you can get the material that size, I think that'd be great. Now, you couldn't use cattle panels or anything like that because the openings are too big in a cattle panel. They're like, you know, 3 or 4 inches, and the stuff would just fall out. You need something that's closer, that's going to have an opening space of an inch, inch and a half, something something along those lines. Does it need to be painted or whatever? I'd say no. If you like dark green, that's great. I think black is better. I think if you're trying to turn a metal, whatever it is, like I talked early in the show about chain link fence, if you're trying to turn anything that's a metal color into something that doesn't show up so much, kind of, you know, blends into the background, the color black is actually better than green, because there's so many different greens. When you paint something green, it in a lot of cases will stand out more than if you just left it the metal color. So speaking of metal, I'm working on some metal sculptures right now, and I'll keep everybody posted on that. I'm also looking to get back into the wood sculpture business. One of the first major pieces that we sold was a wood sculpture done in red cherry. And I need to find another source for red cherry. I got a bunch of different woods that I'm going to be working on some sculptures as soon as I find somebody that can help me with the ventilation. I had a Judy and I were having dinner the other night. We ran into a fellow that's in the cabinet business, and he said that he had some ventilation expertise. And I gave him my card and told him to call me. He was a listener to the show. He knew who I was and everything. I said, well, I'd like to get into more sculpture, but I don't like breathing the sawdust and the, you know, the chips and everything, and I need a good ventilation system, state of the art. One of my golf buddies is into it to a degree, and we're going to be talking. But if any of you are in that business or know anybody in the ventilation equipment business, let me know. I've got stored away right now. I've got a bunch of ginkgo. I've got some white flowering cherry that I'm going to be working on. I have some. What are some of the others? I've got some cherry laurel. I cut down a big cherry laurel that was in the way of my garden, and I let the people that did it take all the wood away. So I lost some of the real pretty red cherry laurel I was going to use. And then I found another tree that needed to come down, and I've got some of it, and I'll be working on that as well. But so far, of all the different woods that I've tried, that red cherry had the nicest texture and was the most pleasant to work with of any that I have worked with so far. I've got some oak, and I've got some maple, and I've got some various kinds of things. So we've even got some unusual things like Vitex, and let's see, what else did I cut down? Oh, the golden ball lead tree. I've become less of a fan of that thing, and I've got some of it. I'm going to work on it. I think it's going to be a little too brittle to do woodwork with, and that's the reason I took it down. I had some windstorm damage in a fairly good-sized tree that I had, and it just started kind of breaking apart at the base, kind of like Bradford pears do. You know how the Bradford pear has that real upright growth? And about the time they get mature and you're thinking, boy, this is really looking like a great tree that I planted, that's when those tight upward branches start pinching together and the wind damage starts happening and they start going downhill. If you've never heard me talk about it before and you're interested in an ornamental pear, the one, and it'll be harder to find, but the one that it would be a whole lot better for you to get would be the mother plant of Bradford pear. And it's called, I'm just drawing a blank. What it's called. I'll have to tell you when I come back. It starts with a C. Anyway, when I remember the name of it, I'll tell you. And the only negative about it is that it has thorns. It's well armed. The thorns are what was, you know, there on the mother plant. And if you don't mind that, and I don't, but the reason it's better from a tree standpoint is it has much wider branching, more lateral branching, and it still flowers with the white flowers, just like the Bradford pear does, and it has the little immature fruit on it, but it doesn't have that tight branching that pinches. I'll think of the name right after this.
Can you be younger and stronger for longer? Is it possible to activate your body's own internal repair system? Yes, it is, and you can do it just as I did with Infinity Matrix. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. That's 800-341-2650. Looking and feeling younger never gets old. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Have you heard that the old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the Freeze Miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the Freeze Miser, and it works.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
Azovite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving germination, root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azovite improves the nutrient density of your fruits and vegetables. Azovite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, trees, and food crops. Call Mike at 301-219-7540 to find a store in your area or go to azomitetexas.com. That's 301-219-7540 or azomitetexas.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that pair, I was trying to think of the name. I've drew a blank. I do that at least once a show. It was Calorie Pair. Calorie, C-A-L-L-E-R-Y, Calorie Pear. It's the mother plant that Bradford Pear was bred from. The story, and I'm not sure this is true, but the story I've been told by more than one person is that Bradford Pear came about during some research, and I think it was at A&M. The A&M guy was doing research on it. It could have been another university, but I think it was A&M. Was doing research on several different pears that were bred from Calorie and Bradford pears. And the guy died. He died in the research fields. And the one they picked was the one he died next to. It wasn't the one that was the best of the trees that was growing that had the, you know, best structure of anything else. They picked the one that he died next to. I don't know if that's a true story or not, but I've had it told to me by people a couple of times, and it may be because the Bradford pear, the true Bradford pear that I used to design into landscapes all the time because it looked so good the first several years, you know, with the white flowers and the red fall color and everything. But it is definitely a troublesome plant long term. If you plant it, you need to plant it kind of like planting annuals as a temporary kind of thing, because when it gets big, it's going to start having problems. It's also susceptible to root rot and other things, especially if it's planted too deeply in the ground. And that is a very common problem with Bradford pears, as it is with a lot of other trees, most other trees. The ones I see the biggest problem with in the industry are lace bark elms and Chinese pistachios and Bradford pears. I see people, some people still talking about trees that were damaged in the coal and needing to be removed now. And so many of them, yeah, the tree looks bad. The canopy, if you look down at the bottom, the tree's too deep in the ground. The flare's not exposed. the first thing that you can do to bring a plant back into a healthy condition. We, oddly enough, didn't talk about that much today. Usually we have a lot of questions about it. Fruit trees and ornamental trees are having stress issues. The solution, almost in every case, is the sick tree treatment. It's why we did the short course showing how to do it. Those of you with orchards and you're not having the production that you want, you're having more insect and disease problems than you'd like to have, you're having gumosis, the gel oozing out of the trunk of the tree, you're having borers in the tree, any of those things, the solution is mistletoe. If you have mistletoe in your tree, if you have any of those things, those things will go away, those problems will go away if you apply the sick tree treatment. The sick tree treatment is a process. It's not a product. And the process starts with identifying the symptoms, you know, those things that I just went through, and then doing the steps. And the first step of the sick tree treatment, which is the most important step of the sick tree treatment, is to expose the flare. Get the soil and the mulch and the ground covers and the ivies and the posies that you may have planted off of the base of the tree. And it's probably more significant an issue for people with orchards with fruit crops than with any other tree, but it can be a problem with any of them. It's pretty remarkable how well it works. That's why we did the course, the short course. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the red button up at the top of the page where it says buy the books, art, and the class, and the sick tree treatment is there. We explain the symptoms, how to identify it, and we go through the entire procedure. And I can give you a report. We don't have it in the video because we did the video all in one day, but the tree, it's now been almost, well, let's see, this, we did it in the early spring, so it's going on, it went through one growing season, and it has already responded beautifully. The new growth at the tip of the canopy, tips of the canopy, just beautiful, big, healthy foliage. The canopy is thickening up, and it's pretty remarkable how well it works in just about every case. In fact, the only cases where it won't work, the sick tree treatment, to help you if you've had stress related to diseases, insects, mistletoe, you know, oak wilt, whatever it is. The only time it won't work is if you've put it off too long and the damage to the root system has gone past the point of no return. We can't bring plants back from the dead, but if it's just in serious ill health, we can. It's called the sick tree treatment. It's explained in all my books and on the website, but the class, me explaining it and showing it all in the video, is right on dirtdoctor.com, right up at the top of the page under that red button. Well, I've enjoyed being with you with the cedar fever and all. If you want to know about cedar fever, read my last column in the Dallas Morning News. It's pretty ironic that I got hammered with the worst case of it I've ever had, but I did find that the hottest shower you can possibly take will help you get over it really quickly and change your clothes every day. I'm bad about that. It helps a lot. That pollen hangs around. I'll be back with you next week. Enjoy it. In the meantime, your gardens, and I'll see you next time.